the late 18th century beginning, or the late, sorry, 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, we have a model of what's called inversion, right? An invert was someone who kind of combines and collapses our ideas of being gay, being transgender, and being intersex. So you were queer because your body was different. It was all in your body, not part of your brain. This is a pre-Freudian mentality, right? Everything is in your body. Your body is different. It's more like a third sex, or if you're a gay man or a trans woman, your body is literally more like a cis woman's. If you are a lesbian or a trans, you know, your body is more like a cis man. This is really what they believed. And you could find it, like the shape of your lips might tell you about what someone's personality was. This is eugenics, right? Which becomes really big during World War II, and we sort of displace it and talk about eugenics and the anti-Semitic science of the Holocaust, but it was big everywhere in the world before World War II. And so you have this inversion model, and by the early, like, 19-teens, basically, these doctors and scientists and queer people were starting to really look closely at that model and say to themselves, like, okay, well, what if you have a person who is gender normative but still wants to have sex with someone of the same sex? What is the difference between someone who actually wants to change their gender but has a quote-unquote appropriate attraction to members of the opposite sex? You know, they start to tease these things apart. And it's a complicated and messy process because it's not just sexuality that they're doing this with, right? One of the moments that for me really like was eye-opening was looking at a document produced by the Magistrates' Courts of New York. This law gets passed. It's the first law in New York City that specifically criminalizes homosexual behavior. And what it does is it takes the disorderly conduct law that already exists, which is kind of used broadly to arrest people for a lot of different things, and it breaks it down into 10 subsections. There are things like pickpocketing, jostling, which is somewhere between like mugging and sexual harassment. And subsection 8 is about homosexuality. So this is the first time after this point we're able to track quote-unquote homosexuals. It's a really big milestone. But what's fascinating is that the magistrate's court doesn't understand it that way. In their eyes, this isn't about sexuality, or maybe it's minorly about sexuality. But the head of the city magistrates, a guy named McAdoo, writes in the annual report that the passage of this law will allow them to track this class of inveterate degenerates who are like they're screwed up in their brains and they will never be able to really live workable lives. They might have to be in detention forever. They're incurable. And he's talking about pickpockets, right? He's not talking about gay people. And I think this tells us something about the swamp from which our ideas of homosexuality and being born that way come out of. That's what they thought about pickpockets. That's also what they thought about gay people.